we're saving you a seat at the table. The Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Well, I am very excited because I have had the Chick Rosnick Boxing Club on my show many times in the past. I've had the opportunity of talking to Hal so many times, but we're finally meeting in person. And thank you so much for being part of the Diner Tour. You're such a huge part of not just Stratford, but this the surrounding community. And so I want to thank you so much for being here as our stop number six. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for inviting us. We're quite honored. I'm delighted to be here.
Let's first of all talk about the club, why it came to Stratford, and what the purpose of it is.
My father was Chick Rosnick, who happened to be the health and physical education director at the Jewish Community Center for many decades, who mentored the youth of the community in many sports, including boxing. And about 11 years ago, my son and I formed the Chick Rosnick Boxing Club in honor of my father to teach young, troubled kids. It was the start in a target audience that we were looking to help with discipline and dedication and self-confidence, and to help kids who have been bullied and to help the bullies themselves have the self-confidence, not the bully. So in the 11 years we've grown, we're at 360 Sniffins Lane in Stratford. We think we've done a very good job in meeting some of our goals, and we intend to continue.
Yeah, and Hal, I know some of the times that you and I have talked, you've pumped out some pretty unbelievable athletes from your club. We actually have one sitting right next to us. I'm very excited to welcome to the show Joseph Chisholm. And Joe, Hal and his whole team, they're amped about you. I'm very excited to have you here. How are you?
I'm all right. Good, and you?
I'm very good. Did you ever think you'd get into boxing?
I mean, yeah. I'm not going to say I knew it was going to be boxing. I just knew I was going to be fighting.
Yeah.
I started off with karate and kickboxing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. But, I mean, you've now grown to something so much bigger, a lot of accolades on your name. I mean, I know it's probably weird for you, right? But this is what I have to do. I got to ask you the uncomfortable questions. Tell people what you've been accomplishing in recent years.
I mean, all right. So we'll just start off with the last year. By God's grace, I'm 5-0 as a pro. I turned pro in June. Well, before that, but I had my first pro fight in June of last year. And now, coming up July the 19th, the Mohegan Sun, we're on our sixth.
So wow.
That's a good start of the year.
Yeah, so you're unstoppable.
Yeah.
5-0, you're undefeated.
Man, first round knockouts.
Wow, that's incredible.
Thank you.
You're, like, intimidating. Because you come in so, like, have a calm, like, poise about you. And I would have never known, but you're like, this champion fighter.
Thank you.
It's pretty awesome.
What
have you learned from being part of the Chick Rosnick Boxing Club?
I mean, we have a couple things that we, like, us as a gym, you know, a little family keep. And it's all about you know, discipline, perseverance, you know, staying focused, being kind to each other, being respectful, things like that. So, you know, being outgoing. So all those things, they kind of got put into one. So, I mean, I've been doing this for so long, I could kind of say it was embedded in me.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, that's what you will learn at the Chick Rosnick Boxing Club. So, yeah.
That's incredible. I mean, Hal, when you see people like Joseph come through your doors and what they become, which is, I mean, not only just a champion and just this incredible, I mean, pro, which is amazing in and of itself, but a good human being. I could tell right away when Joseph walked through the doors, I didn't even know that he was here actually for this interview. When you first walked in, I didn't know it was you because I had never met Joseph in person, but I could feel that this was a kind, upstanding, wonderful human being. And I mean, you have a lot of kids like that coming out of your boxing club.
Actually, he's one end of the spectrum that we're so proud of. He's being modest and not mentioning the fact he's a 5-time national champion as an amateur.
I told you to answer the questions. I knew you were uncomfortable, but you needed to answer the questions.
I'm sorry.
And Burying the lead over here.
He's modest about his pro record. He's not only got five knockouts, first round knockouts, but he's fighting fighters they're bringing in from Texas, from Louisiana, from out of state. It's tough to get him matches at this point because of his accomplishments. But that's one end of the spectrum that we're very, very proud of.
Sure.
I happened to go to the gym last week on Tuesday, and they had a class. And in the class was a young man, maybe 13, 14 years old, challenged both physically and emotionally. And he was incorporated within the class. The class accepted him, and it brought such a smile to his face and to my face. While I looked at him, we're just as proud as helping the challenge as we are the wonderful, spectacular other end of the spectrum.
And I'm glad you said that, Hal, because one of the interviews that stands out to me, probably one of the ones we had together, was there was a young girl. Forgive me, I don't know if she was from Stratford or not, but I remember her coming to you guys because her mom was on the fence about, do I want my daughter boxing? But she was getting severely bullied. And she came, and within months of just getting just the confidence in what she was learning skills-wise, she went back to school, and she's not been bullied since. I don't remember the whole context of the story.
Actually a wonderful story.
Yeah.
Brianna.
There it is.
Brianna.
Yes.
She came home from school one day and spoke to her father about the fact that she's being bullied in school. The girls were putting gum in her hair, cutting her hair, and she wanted to drop out of school. I mean, she was just young. She was 11, 12 years old. And the father said, no, you've got to have the discipline to finish at school. And she's home one night watching TV with her father, and they're watching boxing. And she goes, can girls pick up boxing? And the father said, I think so. And they found a gym in the Hamden area for young ladies to take up boxing. She started to compete, and she was doing okay, and she saw our club in the same competition, and she came to Martin Chisholm, who's Joseph's father and director of our program, and she said, the father said, can you, she train at the Chick Rosnick Boxing Club?
Like she should be.
Well, the long story ends with the fact she is a two-time national champion, and nobody bullies her anymore.
I wouldn't either. No, absolutely. I mean, but I think, again, I don't know if she, obviously, when she was watching TV that day, even had boxing in hindsight, right? I mean, I don't think she had any idea what her future would have been. And whether you get to the level of a Brianna or a Joseph, or you just get the skills and the confidence, but also the just, I think, the clarity of, wait a minute, my value here, and you're not going to come at me, and you're not going to bully me. I think there's so much that comes out of your boxing club, and I'm so glad that well over a decade ago you brought that to this community. Joseph, I'm going to end with you by just asking you, for people who are listening, who maybe are like, oh, I don't know if I want my kid doing that, but maybe they have a false perception of what it really is and the skills that they're getting, why would you tell them to give Chick Rosnick Boxing Club a shot?
I mean, I always encourage people to come into the gym because, one, it'll teach you a good skill set in life that I feel like you should just have as a basic necessity to defend yourself. But at the same time, I done seen, like, hundreds of kids come in the gym with no confidence, like, absolutely no confidence. Like you said, it doesn't even necessarily have to be getting bullied in school or anything. It's just sometimes people have a low self-esteem, or they go through certain things in life that they just don't, they're not sure of themselves. Man, I done seen a lot of young kids, grown people come in the gym, and really it'll boost their confidence and give them a little ego booster. And sometimes that's what people need. Now, for people that's thinking like about their young kids not getting injured and whatnot, I mean, we're not a gym that's like that makes you compete or, you know, gets inside the ring. We like to teach the technical aspect of it, you know, give you the skills that you need to feel like that you want to get in the ring. That's a lot of people that came in the gym, they would have been in the gym for like a year, a year plus and never got in the ring, never sparred, never had to spar.
Wow.
But then out of nowhere, they'd be like, I want to spar,
do
and they
it.
Ready. Yeah, so
that's
it's like,
amazing.
It's a huge confidence builder, and at the same time, it's a good tool in life to have to be able to defend yourself.
Yeah, and again, there's just so much love about the Chick Rosnick Boxing Club, which is why we have you on so often. I know there have been even some recent exciting news
Very.
For the Boxing Club. You guys have a show coming up at the Total Mortgage Arena, right?
We do. We just confirmed yesterday with Colorado, which is the national headquarters of USA Boxing. They sanctioned our event that we've scheduled for September 20th
wow.
at the Total Mortgage Arena with the support of Total Mortgage. We're so excited. It'll be the biggest boxing event in Bridgeport in decades. It's going to be an all-amateur event, but it's going to be spectacular. It's going to be entitled Dress to Impress Classic Boxing.
Love it.
And we are so looking forward to it. And if the community wants to get a sense of what amateur boxing is like, and there'll be
I mean,
a lot
this
of...
this is the opportunity.
Perfect opportunity.
Just to get an idea. And I do want to let people know, we're going to link all of the information about the Chick Rosnick Boxing Club to our website, voiceofct.com, attach it to this podcast. Gentlemen, I want to thank you guys for what you do and for sharing all this information here on WICC. We appreciate it.
And thank you so much.
Anybody has an interest in signing up, just go to our website at the Chick Rosnick Boxing Club.
We appreciate it. Thank you guys again, Hal.
Thank you,
Joseph.
Melissa.
Yes, Joseph.
I just want to say one thing. If y'all don't know who's talking, I'm Joseph Chisholm. Y'all can find me on Instagram by my name or J Elite. But I don't want y'all to hear it from a radio station. I want y'all to see it. You know, y'all could come to my fight July 19th in Mohegan, or you could look at my social media and see what I've been doing.
Yeah, definitely want to go. I'm going to follow you when we get into this commercial break.
All right,
I appreciate it.